Enough's enough. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. The message just delivered from House Republicans. So Speaker Mike Johnson announces a house-wide effort to address anti-Semitism on college campuses while calling out Columbia University for not calling in police after students seized a building last night.
What do they need to see before they stand up to these terrorist sympathizers? And that is exactly what they are.
House Majority Whip Tom Emmer says campuses have become breeding grounds for anti-Semitism, blaming college administrators in part and the Biden administration, he says, trying to play both sides.
And because of far-left members of Congress who are applauding anti-Semitism on college campuses. In other words, it's because we have a bunch of adults in a room who are refusing to be the adults in the room.
Now, multiple House committees plan to investigate issues, including federal funding and student visa holders taking part in protests. Fox's Jackie Heinrich at the White House.
Since the protesters stormed and occupied that campus building, we've gotten a new strong statement from the White House condemning it as not peaceful and wrong. That incident appears to be a turning point in their messaging here, although we should point out that this did not come from the president himself, and it did not include any call for the university to take any specific action.
Columbia says protesters occupying Hamilton Hall face expulsion. Police have been active on some other campuses, arrests being made now at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. A New York judge is warning former President Trump he could face jail for more gag order violations.
This morning, Judge Juan Merchan held the former president in contempt of court and fined him $9,000, $9,000.
Fox's Eric Shawn at State Supreme Court in Lower Manhattan. That's $1,000 each for 9 gag order violations, and there's a hearing set for Thursday on more possible violations. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to NetSuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
They're in mourning and still investigating in North Carolina after the killing of four police officers yesterday.
Police say they're speaking with two persons of interest who were inside the Charlotte, North Carolina home where a now deceased gunman fatally shot four officers trying to serve a warrant. Police Chief Johnny Jennings says Charlotte Police Officer Joshua Iyer, Deputy U.S. Marshal Thomas Weeks, and North Carolina Corrections Officers Sam Palocci and Alden Elliott are all heroes.
They're heroes because they face dangers that most humans should not have to face, and they accept that danger, and not a single one of them backed away from that challenge.
Four other officers were injured in the shooting. Three were treated and released. Another is in stable condition following surgery and expected to make a full recovery.
Fox's Jonathan Sary. A major shift may be coming on federal marijuana policy. The Associated Press reporting the DEA will move to reclassify pot, recognizing its medical uses and considering it to have less potential for abuse, proposing to shift it from a Schedule 1 drug alongside heroin and LSD to Schedule 3 alongside ketamine and some steroids. It's still under review. The next step would be a public comment period. A federal ban is finalized on a chemical known to cause cancer and other health problems.
The Environmental Protection Agency says consumer use of the solvent methylene chloride is being phased out within a year. Among other things, it's used to strip paint and degrease metal. It's also linked to cases of liver and lung cancer and nervous, immune, and reproductive system damage. Certain critical uses in the military and industrial processing are allowed with worker protections in place. And the EPA says methylene chloride has killed at least 88 workers since 1980. The American Chemistry Council, it's an industry lobbying group, calls it an essential compound and says the risks are overstated and mitigated by using adequate protections. Chris Foster, Fox News.
The Dow's now down 425. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.